CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm so excited to be here this December, Saturday, December 1st, and just such a beautiful weekend, huh? Huh, Bob? So excited that you're here, too.
I am glad to be here. Yeah. You cut your producer totally off guard. I will tell our listeners this is a pre-recorded program transcribed for more convenient broadcast.
I was joking. It was like a joke. So anyway, again, this is a Positively Healthy Show here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. And just a real quick shout out, Sunday, December 8th, starting at noon, Reading Republican Women will be having their Elegance of Christmas Tea. Yes. Over at Wind River Resort and Casino. Very excited to be a part of that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So tickets are still available. Be listening to the commercial promo here on KCNR. And go ahead and get yourself a ticket. So in studio today, I have Jamie Pope Ricks here, Director of Community Relations of Children First Foster Family Agency. And we have a lot of questions for Miss Jamie. We're going to have fun today. We're going to be positively healthy today. And, hey, today we are talking about kids needing foster parents. That's what we're talking about today. Right, Jamie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm so excited
we
to be
here. We finally hooked up, huh? We
yes,
finally connected.
Yes.
We made it happen. And this is something really important to talk about. I mean, hey, this is a time of year. It's the giving time of year. It's that time where we should really highlight some of these important things and remember the kids. And why don't you tell us first about the agency itself? I want to know just a little bit of a highlight of Children First Foster Family Agency.
Well, Children First Foster Family Agency has been around for about 14 years. We started in 1999. At that point, it was just in Tehama County, but since then we've grown into Shasta and Siskiyou County as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. And you're a nonprofit?
We're a nonprofit organization. It's founded by Mike Logan, our founder, and he still is around running the agency. We also have two other nonprofit agencies called Children First Counseling and Lassen Counseling, which kind of grew out of the foster family agency.
Really?
And the needs that
yeah.
were there.
I mean, you would think, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, we can talk about that too. So definitely we do have foster kids in our family that have moved from foster to adopt. Not in my immediate family, but so I do know just a little bit of the personal experience. We're probably going to have to get going to a commercial just in a few minutes here. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in this? We've got 2 minutes left. So how did you get started in this?
Well, I actually started in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I know it kind of sounds funny. I'm a respiratory therapist, and then I moved into working for a medical device agency for about 13 years, and I was doing their education and their promotion and sales. And I took a little rest as they retired me, and then
which, by the way, folks, she's not of retiring age. She's a nice, young, and beautiful lady who's. I'm sure you learned a lot in that field to sort of transfer you over. You
yeah.
know, teaching and education, that's, I bet, a big part of what you do, right?
Oh, yes,
for
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking to Michael Logan, who's a personal friend of mine, and he just said, well, why don't you come in and work for me? And so I started out small. I started actually working for Lassen Counseling and then moved into the foster family agency this May because of the huge need that there is for foster parents in our community.
What kind of need are we talking about?
Well, in Shasta County alone, there's approximately 500 kids.
Wow.
At any given time that are in need of foster parents, and we're always short. In this area, in the whole North State, we're short of foster parents, and so that's one of the reasons I'm here, too.
Okay,
to talk
so
to
yeah,
you about
we're going
to
talk more about that. I wanted to ask you, so It's, again, Tehama County, Shasta County, and where else?
Siskiyou County.
Siskiyou County, because that's definitely the North State. Okay, mm-hmm. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jamie a little bit more about how to get foster parents. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back to the Positively Healthy Show.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Marie Salas. So excited to be here today with Jamie Pope, Director of Community Relations, Children First Foster Family Agency. And, you know, we have so many questions for you, but first I want to start with, you know, give me a little bit of background. If someone hasn't ever heard, you know, it's not, we've heard of foster care before, but we just don't know a lot about it sometimes, right? Give me mm-hmm. some background as to some of the things people want to know, like, you know, about foster care in general.
Well, I had a lot of misconceptions about foster care coming into this organization. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that you don't have to be married to become a foster parent.
Awesome.
Anybody older than 21 and older can become a foster parent. So even my son, who's 27, said, wow, that would be a really cool thing to do. I could do something on the weekends, like for respite or something like that, just to help, like, another teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of changed my thought process about what kind of parent you had to be to become a foster parent, or what age group or what type of people. Another thing was that not just ages, but, the social workers themselves. You know, we have this TV view of what social workers are, and, you know, and they always look mean on TV. But the more I talked to our social workers, the more I found out what a selfless group of people, that women and men, that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just go above and beyond.
What are some of their duties that they do have to do day in and day out?
Well, when they get the call, their kids can be in all kinds of situations. They might be picking a newborn up from the hospital,
uh-huh.
or they might need to get a child out of the home immediately. And so it can be any time of day and night. So they're kind of on a 24/7 type of situation. And if their parents that they are overseeing, they go to see them once a week. And if they have any issues at all, if they're having a problem with a child or anything, that they can call our social workers any time of the day and night, and they are there to help them.
What's their background with education, and are they mainly, do they have a specialty for this?
They're all a 4-year degree, and then on top of that, they have a master's to become a social worker. They're in school for quite a while.
Okay. And then, do you have a need for social workers as well, or?
Not so much. But it's mostly foster parents.
Mostly foster parents. Okay, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We need foster parents. Mm-hmm. We need parents for kids. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to talk about that more. So how long do children usually stay with foster parents in general?
Well, in general, it's a couple of years. But
wow.
I know. That was surprising to me, too, when I thought it would be like 6 months or a year. But the average is 2 years. And that's probably, there's just so many factors. Parents that, need to go to parenting classes and visitation. And
takes time.
Yeah, it takes time for change, These kids, a lot of times, have been in really bad situations. And to affect change, it just doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. So let's be honest. Like you say, a lot of the times the situation has been really bad, and it's not going to happen overnight with parenting or the parenting classes. Mm-hmm. Maybe what else would they have to do?
They just do a variety of things. Anger management. They're in court.
Getting off drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the parents are having to get off drugs. We don't deal with that side so much. Mm-hmm. Our job is to take care of the kids and the foster parents that take care of the kids. So, on the other side, there's just sometimes it doesn't work out.
So, okay, let's step back just a little bit further here, because my heart just had a thump. So, because I was remembering, let's be really honest here. When we're doing foster care, it's heavy on your heart sometimes. Yeah. I mean, if you fall in love with these kids, I don't care, no matter what, who they are, how rough it's been, you fall in love with these kids. And I know from experience, I have fallen in love so many times. And then part of that is, maybe the parents get better, but sometimes they don't. So we know that. So.
And
how's that?
Well, the whole purpose of foster care is the purpose of foster care is to get them back with their biological parents.
Yes.
And, sometimes they're not able to do that. But when foster parents get into this, we make sure that they're very cognizant of that fact, that the children need to go back. I mean, it's better for the children to be with their biological parents.
Sure.
But that happens about 51% of the time.
Really?
Okay. Across the nation, yeah. And we're right there in that,
I was going to say, how
agency,
are we doing?
Yeah. Agency's right there around 50%. So there is another 50% that aren't able to go back to their home. And in that situation, they might be go to family members. Mm-hmm. They might go into
aunts, uncles.
Yeah. And, or they, might also go into a permanent guardianship. Some of them age out, meaning that they become adults at 18, so they can take care of themselves. But about 37% of them go up for adoption.
So, and in a lot of situations, there might be siblings, correct?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty common that you can have anywhere from 1 to 5 children that are siblings, and they try and keep them together.
I was just going to ask
as
that,
possible.
That would have been devastating for me.
Mm-hmm.
And just remembering being younger and, well, I'm a twin, so I think, being separated from her, in different classes and stuff. So, okay. I'm so glad that you guys do that. You try your best. I know.
In fact, just recently we had, a couple different times recently we've had one, that was five kids.
Wow.
And
okay.
Another one that was 4. And the one that was 4 ended up, foster parents ended up adopting all 4 kids. It was really
cool. How beautiful.
Oh, it's so amazing. Oh. That gives me the chills personally.
Chills,
but it's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it happens, man. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy about that. Okay, so how often, so the 51% is when they get back to their family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know there's some challenges sometimes in foster parents. It's a very, it's a very great job, but it can be hard. So let's talk about some of the challenges. I know there's some behavioral issues sometimes, mm-hmm. or functioning. Well, when we come back from our break here, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about maybe the support groups that or the counseling that you guys have for parents. Okay, so please come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We are going to come back with Jamie Pope, Director of Community Relations, Children First Foster Family Agency, when we get back.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has 2 full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And yes, it is a beautiful day today, and I'm so excited to be here talking with Jamie about needing foster parents for kids here in the North State in Siskiyou County, Shasta County, and Tehama County. Jamie works for Children First Foster Family Agency. And we have so many questions for her today. We're getting through a lot of them right now because you have educated me so much, even though I do have a little bit of a personal experience in family, you know, foster adopting. There's still just so much to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't even know that you could foster adopt, really.
Yeah, a lot of that's how – what I was saying before is that, you know, 37% of the kids that are out there go up for adoption, and most of them, or 90% of them, are adopted by the parents that they're, that are fostering them at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think people, when they're going up for adoption, they look for the brand new little babies, and they're just few and far between, and they want to adopt out of the country, and we have so many kids
here.
Why
is that? Are there less sort of requirements or something, or why do people do that? I don't even know.
Cuz I think they want babies. I mean, that's just, I don't know for sure, but my assumption is they want newborns and little tiny babies that they can raise up that maybe don't have as much brokenness. But it is amazing the changes that come into children that have been fostered by parents, and how amazing those kids are and the changes that they go through, you know?
Even at 3, 5, and mm-hmm. 6, I mean, there are so many changes. They're like sponges at that age, and they do. They just fall in love with their family, their parents, or their mom, or their dad. I mean, So I've seen the changes, and they do really, really well.
And, you know, when you see a little 10, 12, 14, 15-year-old, I mean, any child that they're so grateful and they become so loving and they've not had things. They've not had, you know, clean underwear. They've not had.
Oh, don't get me started. You're going to make me cry right now. Yeah. It's just like the basics, the little things that, you know, we sort of don't even think about sometimes that they don't have.
Absolutely.
Ah. That bothers me.
Yeah.
And I want to give that to them. Yeah. And I want a ton of people out there to give that to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what can people do to sort of get started or look at or just kind of be in that contemplative phase and really go and go to your agency and get information? Where should they start? Website?
Well, I think the website's the best place to start. Mm-hmm. It's called childrenfirstffa.com. And it has a lot of really great information on all the different programs that we have. And, you can also just, you know, send in a request for more information, just to have somebody talk to you.
So someone will call back and there's like a person to person, not just like brochures being sent or anything like that.
Right. Right.
Okay. Cause I remember, remember we talked about this is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. There are other nonprofits in the area. What makes you guys different? And you had mentioned that you're very, very personal. You take a personal approach.
Well, yes. Like I was talking about, our social workers are just incredible, really. And there's more than enough kids to go around.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way.
You know, there shouldn't be a negative competition. No, I didn't mean that. But yeah,
it's, I mean, all the any foster family agency is a good agency, you know, for it, as long as they're, you know, taking care of their families and stuff. But of course I'm a little biased and I think
of
we
course.
Go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And we're very personal. But one of the things that we do that I think is a little bit different is we have these we have a program called Intensive Treatment Foster Care. It's called ITFC for short. And our ITFC homes are homes that are kind of in between the kids that end up in group homes because of their behavior issues, or the kids that are just kind of the regular foster kids. There's this group that's kind of in between that aren't quite, they're just a little bit more to handle emotionally for, and physically for regular foster parents, but it's kind of hardcore when they get up into the group homes. And a lot of children get lost at that point. Mm-hmm. And so, we've put together this program and it's not our program. I mean, there's intensive treatment foster care is a nationwide program that, different agencies offer, but we have a specialty in that where we can help kids to keep them out of that next step. And our foster parents at that point, they get a lot of extra training so they're able to handle these.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What type of training? Cause I mean, really, what does it take to FOST adopt? I mean, you gotta have a lot of training. I've taken one class. That's it. So I don't really know a lot, but I know there's a lot of great training. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you don't have to go through training per se to become a foster parent.
Oh, okay.
There's your home has to be safe. You know, and there's some regulations to go through that way, and you have to make sure that, you know, there's having a record or not, you know, a criminal record, and, you know, there's just several different things, and you want to make sure that the organization that you go with, that it's a good fit, that if they go with us or if they go with any other organization, that you want to make sure that you fit really well with your social workers and with the organization's rules and regulations, because you're going to, you know, hopefully be with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We have foster parents that have been with us for over 10 years, you know, but then a lot of them adopt too. So then they'll drop out of that situation. But, I don't even know where we were going from there.
Oh, that's okay. So. No, we were talking about training. And,
They have a monthly training that they have to go through.
Because of the ITFC.
The ITFCs do more intensive training, and they have a series of trainings that they have to go through before they can become an ITFC. Typically, they're already foster parents that want to – go that next step to be able to take care of, you know, a little bit more difficult child. The regular foster parents do have to do trainings once a month to be able to keep up with their certification.
Oh, it is a full certification?
No, it isn't a full certification. Oh, okay. I couldn't think of a different word to use it, but well, they have some kind of training that so that they can continue to be foster parents.
Okay. Yeah, there has to be some level of knowledge going on there in education. So, mm-hmm. And so, you know, we can talk about more on the flip side, but we do have a commercial coming up, and you said that you have a list that people could, I think you wrote it down when we were talking about earlier, there was sort of some requirements and stuff. So we'll go ahead and talk about that on our way back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with Jamie Pope Ricks, and we are talking about how to get parents for foster care. And they're much needed in this North State. And Jamie, basically your position is Director of Community Relations for Children First Foster Family Agency. Mm-hmm. And you guys help in what counties again?
Siskiyou, Shasta, and Tehama counties.
Yeah, and just in case you're tuning in, there are over 500 kids at any given moment that need foster care
in this area.
Just this North State area. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine all of California? Mm-hmm. So that's just in those three counties then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, you know, we are very rural. And so you see, you know, kids from really far out there, you know, in some of those super rural areas like, you know, Alturas and things like that, that still need help.
Oh, yeah. And then, okay. So it's really good to get them transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. So other types of foster care. So we went over the general foster care, right? And then you talked about your intensive treatment foster care. That's for, it basically serves children and youth who have complex needs that require more support. And so the parents have a little bit more training for that. And then there's respite care. That's a really good one to talk about.
Well, yeah, I really like the idea of respite care. You know, our parents are on call 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. And sometimes they just need a break for a weekend. And so respite comes in. This is where respite comes in. And typically our other foster parents will sign up for respite to help other foster parents. But if you're, I think it's a really good first start. If you're not quite sure how far you can get into foster care, mm-hmm. you know, if you're both working parents and your lives are really busy and you'd really like to get an idea of if you can be a foster parent, you know, this is a really good place to start because, even though you have to go through all the same requirements and everything, you could just do it on weekends. You could help other parents out just on weekends.
Yeah, that's great.
Or, you know, a week during the summer or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes. So, caregiving is a big deal and people need breaks. It's just plain and simple. It's how it is. I mean, even if you're not fostering, you need a break as a parent. Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't change. So,
and you know, you have children that are, you know, autistic. You have kids that have these emotional and, you know, they needs that, are, you know, ADHD, mm-hmm. you know, all these rather high intense children, and sometimes a little break kind of just to go out to dinner even sometimes,
oh, yeah.
you know.
No, that's nice. And it gives you the nice sort of refreshed feeling when you come back and you're ready to get back in there. Now, are you seeing a lot of foster parents that still work during the day, or are they staying home and doing the whole?
Well, the ideal is to have one foster parent at home and one foster parent working.
Okay.
However, you know.
Because of daycare. And
yeah,
stuff,
because
right?
of daycare, yeah. they would just have to be able to make arrangements if both parents mm-hmm. worked. But that's been done before. So it's not an issue. And I've seen retired people. In fact, a lot of times, you know, the, parents that, people that love their children, you know those ones that, mm-hmm. you know, when their last child leaves, they cry because yeah. it's just like, oh my gosh.
The emptiness syndrome.
The emptiness syndrome. And a lot of times they will fill their homes with these, children and these foster kids, and they make sometimes the best foster parents or foster grandparents.
To them, it's like everything's back to normal. There's noise. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad sometimes are like, gosh, they'll hear my nieces and nephews run down the hall with a little pitter-patter, and they're like, oh, I remember that with you guys, and we miss that sound. And, yeah, so I know what you're talking about. That's, mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, we have grandparents in their 70s that are foster parents.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's
been there, done that. It's
yeah.
easy for them. They got it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's just real fun to see them, you know, just – it makes them more alive. It helps the kids because of their wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. grows with age. Not to say that the young people aren't great too, because you're not.
So what if they are working? What happens with daycare? Is that something that the family needs to kind of do on their own and make sure that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and
hey, it is what it is.
Regulations around that, but you know, it's not a big deal.
Let me see. There's some other questions here that you have on your website. By the way, do you have a phone number that you want to give out for everyone in case they want to call? And if they have questions, I see this toll-free number right here.
But our local number is – we do have a toll-free number. Mm-hmm. It's 866-528-2938. But we also have a local number. That's 528-2938. So –
oh, that's easy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great because, you know, this is actually a pre-recorded show. Yeah. So people aren't going to be able to call in or be in the chat line today, but, you know, they may have questions and want to get started right away, which mm-hmm. I think you have some great ideas about the respite care. I mean, that is awesome to just maybe let's try it and, you know, let's see if we're, you know, up for this. And
well,
a lot of times they are, right?
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and I got to warn parents out there because Every single one that started in respite becomes a full-blown foster parent because you just can't help yourself.
And you can't say no. It's hard. That's how my mother-in-law is. I mean, and then we just fall in love with all the kids that she helps and takes care of. So, all of them.
Actually, the ones that have the hardest time giving up the kids are the ones that, you know, tend to make the best foster parents because they do fall in love with the kids. They mm-hmm. become their own children and they they fiercely protect them, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go on some ride-alongs with some of my social workers,
mm-hmm.
and it's just amazing to see these parents. They just one of the parents, and she just has these two little babies, and she was just saying, I've just had these for 2 weeks and I'm already in love with them. And, you know, she had tears in her eyes. And
totally.
And
oh
she was just like, I don't know, you know. She was a brand new parent. Uh-huh. Yeah, she was a brand new foster parent. Mm-hmm. And that's when my social worker, I said, so. Okay. That's when my social worker afterwards said that they make the best foster parents. And she was a brand new foster parent, you know. And I was just, I just thought it was just really cool because her heart was just right in the middle of it. And it was amazing.
So we've got just another minute here. Let's talk about your newsletter coming out. And you have a commercial coming out soon. Maybe on the flip side, we'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit. Maybe we could drive people over to your website where they can maybe sign up for a newsletter. Is that
yes.
how that works?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, please come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. And, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. And we have Jamie Pope Ricks in studio today, Director of Community Relations at Children First Foster Family Agency. Welcome back, Miss Jamie.
Thank you.
You're so cute. Anyway, so, you know, we're talking about some really important things today. We are talking about getting foster parents for kids because they need it so bad here in the North State. And, you know, I think probably if you've been listening to the show and you're like, I wonder if I could do that, why don't I go to the website and check some things out? And what is that again?
www.childrenfirstffa.com.
Okay, so that's childrenfirstffa.com, and you can go there first and just check some things out, maybe give a call and kind of see what you need to do to get started, right?
Right, right.
Is all that there? Or
And there's also resources there for foster parents or just about children in general and raising kids and about foster parents. And we try and, we want to be educational as well as, we want to be a resource, not just for foster parents, but for all parents to be able to, you know, help with problems that they have with their children. We have a Pinterest site.
That's awesome. I have that. I'm so bad at Pinterest. Like, I don't know how to do it, but I'm glad you guys have it because it helps.
Parents need to have resources that they can go to. And even though we have, We also have a Facebook. It seems that the Pinterest site, I think, is more useful because there's parenting articles, there's foster parenting articles, there's crafts that are age appropriate and for kids. There's healthy foods.
Oh, awesome.
You know, for the kids. That's, you know, or things that you can do with the children. There's also inspirational quotes because sometimes you just need a good laugh, you know, and laugh at yourself because you might be having a bad day. So, I really like the idea of Pinterest that people can go to and be able to, you know, get things for their families.
Yeah, I think that's really important that you say that. Just, you know, parenting, whether it's foster or not, I mean, just laughing a lot and making sure that you don't take things personal and yet that you just keep it light and just make sure that you're having fun still because it can be challenging, but it's just such a wonderful gift as well.
Yeah, and Pinterest don't go on Pinterest. It's very addictive.
No, but it's good to find those crafts for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to talk about one more type of, I guess it's foster care, or it's maybe a program that you guys do, the THP and THP Plus. What's that about?
Yes, it's a program out of our Tehama County office.
Oh, okay.
And it helps kids that are graduated, that have aged out in regular foster care. And it's really cool because we set them up.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys
Isn't
do that.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. It helps to set so that they can, sets them up to be successful in their, the next step, that stage of their lives. They, you know, it, puts them up in an apartment, teaches them how to do things like, you know, how to use a check, although nobody uses checkbooks anymore, I guess, you know, but, you know, helps them find a job, helps them with school.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm the only one left in the world that uses a checkbook, but it just gives them life skills and they go on field trips, you know, to businesses
for
learning and stuff. So it's
so
a really
cool program. The situation
for
that is that, okay, this says here, each year in California, over 4,000 youth exit the foster care system when they turn 18 and are no longer eligible for foster care. So they're basically emancipated foster youth at that point, right? Is that just, because they've turned 18 or are they out of it by 17?
No, 18.
18,
they
okay.
can stay with their foster parents up until the time that they're 21.
Now. Oh.
That's a new program,
yes.
too.
Okay.
Isn't that cool with the foster parents? But and there's certain rules and regulations that it's kind of a newer program, and I don't know all the details about it, but they can stay with their parents under a different auspices up until they're 21, which is really cool that California does that now.
And so that program helps them find work and just sort of the adult skills that they need to succeed. That's great.
Well, they were finding that these kids just went back to whatever situation that they were in. You know, they would.
That's what they knew.
Right. Mm-hmm. They get pregnant. They go to drugs. Mm-hmm. They go back to the streets, you know, and this kind of gives them, you know, a way to be successful and not and contributing.
So how long does that program last for them?
It lasts until, I'm not exactly sure,
okay,
in their
mid
23, I think,
okay.
24, something like
that.
Yeah,
and so, not that you would know, but I'm sure I'm sure they've tracked this and they've measured that it's been helping and.
Oh, it's amazing these kids come back and they'll come back and see Mike specifically, our CEO and founder and they'll come in and they'll send thank you notes. This one young man, it shows him on the college football team and at Chico State and
awesome.
He has a job and,
love
you know,
it.
And a girlfriend
yeah.
and, you know, fiance and how he just is so thankful to be able to have gone through our organization, you know, and program.
Sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you see those success stories out there, it just warms your heart, you know, and I think that's why, you know, everybody does it, you know, I'm new to it, but you know what? Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm a fan, you know?
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and we are talking about foster care today, how to become a parent, a foster parent. And there are just so many kids out there that are in need. And what did you say? At least on any given day, 500 children in the North State. In Tehama County, Siskiyou County, Shasta County. So, I mean, if you're thinking about it, if you have any questions, go to the website. Again, what is that, Jamie?
www.childrenfirstffa.com.
Yeah, and again, there's a Facebook page, and I know they just created it. There's going to be a commercial coming out soon, so you'll just be getting a ton of information on that. There's a newsletter that you can sign up for. We'll talk about that on the way back on the flip side. Again, this is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show, and see you on the flip side.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and hey, we are here with Jamie, and we're talking about foster care. She is with Children First Foster Family Agency, which is a private nonprofit agency founded in, it was 1999, by Mike Logan, the CEO. For the past 14 years, Children First has grown from one employee to nearly 30, which is awesome, by the way, and from one small office to offices in Tehama, Shasta, and Siskiyou counties, which I'm sure there are great many children that need help in all of those counties. On any given day, we hear it's at least 500, which is a crazy amount. Mm-hmm. My goodness. So they need foster parents.
Badly. Yes.
And, you know, that's what we've been talking about all day. So if you've been thinking about it, if it's sort of been in the back of your mind, if you're having empty nest syndrome, like we talked about, it's probably a way to fill up the house again and hear that, just be able to help those kids. I mean, you've been there, done it. You got it. You know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they need you. And so, again, we wanted to talk about, just because we're on our last segment here of the show, we want to finish off talking about the newsletter that you have coming up. Right, Miss Jamie?
Yes, our newsletter, this will be our second newsletter, and it's along the same lines as what I was talking about with our website. We want to really educate people and give them support and also fun things that they can do with their family members. And so our newsletter is informational with activities that are happening in the North State. Mm-hmm. That are happening during the period of time that our newsletter comes out once every other month. We want to, we usually have, an article that this month is about, decreasing stress during the holidays.
So there's usually a main article.
There's a main article.
Who writes those? Is this your job?
Yeah.
This is your baby. It's a team.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a team of us that do the writing. Mm-hmm. But we all do. The one I did was on the candy cottages, which is a, gingerbread house is the easy way. So you don't have to actually make gingerbread. Uh-huh. You can use it with graham crackers. And it was really a lot of fun. It's a pictorial. And I got a family together. And we took lots of photos. And the kids, oh, my gosh, they were so adorable making these candy cottages.
Oh, are you kidding? We do it every year. I've got teenagers in the house. And we still do it. So
I know.
It's fun. We have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the newsletter is very informational. It's mm-hmm. educational. You have some main articles in there. Mm-hmm. And then I want to go ahead and is it so where anyone can sign up for this newsletter?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. If you just go to our website, childrenfirstffa.com, and go to the contact page, it has a button to sign up for the newsletter.
Oh, okay. That makes it easy, right?
And all of once our newsletters are published, all the information from our newsletters is also just on our website as well.
Like it's archived.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
It's archived on the website. You can go back and check them out. I mean, there's only been one, but
well,
you know.
I know, but if you had a great idea or a great story
yeah.
or some sort of craft or project, that's fun too. Now kids are always in need, not just for foster parenting. They need them as well, but a lot of times they need things. You want to tell mm-hmm. us about how donations work if someone's thinking about donating to your organization?
Well, I would have them call our office at 528-2938, and they have a list of needs there. But this time of year, we're talking about, you know, the kids come to us. You know, socks and underwear are always great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Various sizes.
Okay. They have to stay in their packaging.
Okay, that's important.
And they
important.
Have to be new.
Okay.
I mean, everything that you give to us has to be new. Those are government regulations. And in their original packaging. But anything along just basics, you know, the kids always need them, you know, gloves, hats
okay.
for the babies, newborns
oh,
and stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
And
onesies.
You know, Jax's
yeah.
onesies, you know, anything, you know, you guys, everybody out there has
diapers?
Their own imagination. Diapers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Formula?
You know,
or do you guys have a,
no
yeah,
nothing like that, but yeah. And, but really when our parents are starting to, go through the process of becoming parents, their homes have to be, they have to pass certain regulations themselves, and that can be quite costly. And you know, to help them along the way so that they can get those kids in their home, sometimes it takes the process gets pushed back because they need to put these certain things in their homes. And one of those things is the fire alarms / carbon monoxide monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have one in every room.
Yeah.
And,
good.
Mm-hmm. They also have to have, you know, something locks for medicine cabinets. They have to have, the little kid safety things for all the cabinet doors and for
the front door.
yeah. And those things can add up. And, mm-hmm. you know, if people want to donate like a, you know, $5 or $10 gift card to Lowe's where they mm-hmm. can pick up that kind of that stuff so that they can, actually speed up the process and be able to have kids in their home sooner. That's just an amazing gift.
Yeah. Cause that's the whole point right there. The parent
right.
could be just totally ready, but their house isn't. So
mm-hmm.
if we can get, you know, people to donate that kind of thing, then it just is that much sooner to get the kid in the homes and
mm-hmm.
the parents parenting and fostering. Yeah.
And you know, it's a way to be able to contribute without having to become a foster parent, because not everybody is made to become a foster
yeah.
parent, but it's another way that we can help the kids.
I like that idea. And it's
mm-hmm.
giving time of year. And
yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
If you're thinking about, you know, giving in a way that's just really going to go straight to a kid and straight
absolutely.
To a family, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that is a great idea. You know, sometimes people don't like to just give money. They want to, you know, buy clothes or something. And yeah.
It's
so,
great.
And anything's good right now. So let's go ahead. And I just want to thank you so much. I know we've just got a few more minutes left. I want to say, is there anything else that you want to let people know, about your organization? Definitely give out your website again.
childrenfirstffa.com. Mm-hmm. And
from there, they can get to Pinterest and Facebook and
absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Okay. And, you know, we're just getting good at Facebook. We're just starting to start putting. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind I'm of. Totally teasing Jamie right now, so that's funny. So yeah, you're getting good at Facebook.
Small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you again so much for coming on to the show today. I have learned so much and I'm getting a look from Bob. I don't know exactly what it means, but 30 seconds to go here. Please listen to the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. This is Dr. Maria Salas. It was wonderful being with you.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The bell is tolled in Connecticut to mark the anniversary of the shootings that killed 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The bells rang 26 times at St. Rose of Lima Church in Newtown to honor the 20 children and 6 adults who died a year ago today. At the White House, controversy over new economic sanctions against Iran. The White House says it's only expanding existing sanctions, as White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Iran this week pulled out of mid-level talks with the U.S. and other world powers to protest the expansion of U.S. sanctions. The Iranians called the move a double standard, but the White House defended the decision to expand existing economic sanctions. It said President Obama is committed to refraining from any new nuclear-related sanctions.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, Iran, meanwhile, boasting today that it has successfully sent a monkey into space for a second time. Iran State TV showed the rocket blasting off and then showed the monkey strapped